St. Gregory the Great, pray for us. Saints Cosmas and Damian, pray for us. Let me read to you today's gospel. We haven't done that yet, children, this Lent, and it's not a very long one, and I want to tell you about today's gospel, the continuation of the Holy Gospel, according to St. Luke. At that time, Jesus, rising up out of the synagogue, went into Simon's house, and Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And standing over her, he commanded the fever, and it left her. And immediately rising, she ministered to them. And when the sun was down, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them to him, but he, laying his hand on every one of them, healed them. And devils went out from many, crying out and saying, Thou art the Son of God. And rebuking them, he suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. And when it was day, going out, he went into a desert place, and the multitude sought him and came unto him, and they stayed him that he should not depart from them, to whom he said, To other cities also I must preach the kingdom of God, for therefore am I sent. And he was preaching in the synagogues of Galilee. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And devils went out from many. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's a rather special day, children, and a happy day for us, although we postpone the celebration till Sunday, so it won't get in the way of our Lent. Today is mid-Lent day. That means that today, Lent is exactly half over. And there's a special, beautiful Mass that the Church gives us today in honor of two doctors whom we honor every September, right at the beginning of the school year. And their names are Saints Cosmas and Damian, and they were twin brothers. And remember, they took care of sick people and sick animals too. They were veterinarians, and they never charged a penny for their services, and they never sent a bill. They did it all for the love of our Lord and for the love of souls. And in that sense, they're just like our Lord. Remember, our Lord's a doctor. That's why we call him Dr. Jesus. Not only the doctor to the sick people who are in a hospital or in bed, home, suffering, but to doctor all of us. And the prescription that Dr. Jesus writes out for us these days is to keep a good Lent. Because when we give up some bad habits, sometimes when we just give up eating too much or eating things that are maybe too sweet or not good for us, we feel stronger in our bodies, but most of all in our souls. It's a way to, well, you call it sort of a purifying fast for springtime, for the new season of the year. And it's a way, of course, our penance, to make up for our past sins, because sometimes we do get carried away doing the things that we like to do, don't we? So now we do some things we don't like so much to do, and that makes us stronger and healthier in our bodies as well as in our soul. Today, we keep the feast day of a very great saint who did great things as a pope, the head of the church on earth, even though he was sick much of his life. And his name is St. Gregory the Great. And he was a doctor of the church, and he lived in the 6th and the 7th century, a long, long time ago. He was from a wealthy, important family, but he gave it all up to become a monk. And he built 7 monasteries, and he entered the 7th monastery that he built right in Rome. And after a while, he was chosen to be the head monk called the Father Abbot. And then the Pope at that time needed his help, and he sent him on diplomatic missions to represent the Pope to the Emperor and do other important things, so much so that when the Pope died, he was chosen to be the next Pope. He was elected. Only he was a humble monk, and he didn't want to be the Pope. He didn't want to have the honors and all the responsibilities. So he went off. Saints did this sometimes, and he hid. Except that there was a column of fire over the place where he was hiding, and that's how they found him. And they came and they consecrated him a bishop, and they made him be the pope. And he was a very good pope. They did a good thing. He ruled over the city and organized things, and he drove out all the heresies and the heretics. And he kept a list of all of the poor people and all of the sick and the pilgrims, and he made sure they were all taken care of. And every day, he's the one who fed 12 poor people at his own dinner table every day. And before that, it was the custom to wash their feet. And that's why the bishop washes feet here on Holy Thursday. And remember, once he was counting and he was thinking to himself, right, now this is the 12th one and that's the end of it. Now we can go have our dinner, because he was getting hungry. Except all of a sudden, there was a 13th pair of feet waiting to be washed. So he went ahead and he washed them anyways. He didn't want to be impolite. Well, as it turned out, the 13th pair of feet belonged to an angel whom our Lord had sent to reward St. Gregory for his humility and for taking care of poor people. Well, he also took care of the worship of God to make it as beautiful as possible. He added some prayers and saints to the Holy Mass, and he gave us what we call today Gregorian chant, which is the music, the main music for the Holy Mass that our choir sings every day for the High Mass. And he also sent off, because in the Gospel today it says that our Lord said, I have to go to other places too. I can't stay here the whole time. He also sent off missionaries to go to faraway England and to bring the faith there, and they were missionary monks, and they converted that country. Now, he did all of this even though he had tummy aches much of the time. And if he didn't have a tummy ache, he had a headache. He had a sort of a big head, an unusually sort of a large head, and I don't know if that was part of the problem or not. He was certainly a very intelligent man, but he would get terrible headaches and then tummy aches. And we know he got the stomach aches because he drank bad wine. Back then they drank wine because that's what was safe to drink and not water with their meals. And they had, out of being poor, they had gotten a lot of cheap wine that was made out of, was called resin. And that hurt his stomach. And he suffered with that for the rest of his life, but he never used that as an excuse not to work hard. Probably a good thing for us to give up today on this Mid-Lent day would be to give up complaining about anything at all and find at least one or two things to be very joyful and happy about. The fathers and I were talking about devils last night at dinner, always a good topic for the clergy. And we're talking about driving out devils, which is an exorcism. And I was telling them the story about how once a priest that I know was driving out a devil, and the man who was being exorcised, the devil was inside of him, the devil was talking, and the devil is very smart. And so the man who was being exorcised said all of the prayers in Latin right along with Father, even though he didn't even have a book in front of him. Well, of course, that was the devil, because the devil knows all the prayers by heart, but they don't do him any good. And that made me think a little bit about exorcism today, because in the Gospel, our Lord says, our Lord actually was driving out demons too. Now, St. Gregory the Great, in addition to everything else he did, he wrote down some very interesting stories about the saints and examples, because he wanted his priests and his missionaries to know how to handle things. He always got busy, as I say. That's why he's a doctor of the church. Well, he tells the story about how there was a plague or an epidemic in his city in Rome, and many people got sick and were dying, and there was one man who was a very wicked man, and he was dying, and St. Gregory sent some monks over to see him and to say prayers for him so he could make a good death. And all of a sudden, the poor dying man started to cry out and to scream, "Get away from me," he said. "I've been given up to a dragon to be eaten up, but it can't devour me because you're here. And my head is already in the mouth of the dragon. So stop torturing me. Just let the dragon finish me off. And if that's what's going to happen, it's what's going to happen. Well, the monk said to him, "But sir, what are you saying? Look, all you have to do is make the sign of the cross, and the devil will have to go." So he said, I want to make the sign of the cross, but I can't because that dragon is stopping me. So when the brothers heard this, they all fell on the ground, like the priest does on during Holy Week, and they prayed very, very hard and urgently. And all of a sudden, because the monks were praying, the man started to get better. And he rejoiced with the strength that he was getting, and he made a beautiful sign of the cross. And he said, "Thanks be to God. See, the dragon that was in the process of eating me up has fled because of your prayers, brothers. Now, pray for me some more, because I'm ready to be converted and to give up my wicked life," because he had led indeed a very evil life. And the man who was dying, all of a sudden, was restored to life. And he was able to make a good confession, and he was able to pay back anybody that he owed money to, and things like that. And he was able to suffer, and he suffered very much the last few days of his life on earth to make up for the temporal punishment due to his sins, so his punishment in purgatory wouldn't be so terrible. And a few days later, he died, but a beautiful death with angels. And he was so peaceful, and he was so very happy. And the dragon never came back, because he had slain the dragon by the sign of the cross and by his repentance. And St. Gregory, who wrote the story, says, we should never be smarty about thinking that, oh, I'm going to go to heaven. We should always be very sorry for our sins. But most of all, we should trust in the mercies of our Lord, of his Sacred Heart. That's where we should put our confidence, and our Lord, he'll take care of us and do the rest. Today, on Mid-Lent, let's remember, there are lots of souls right now, children, who are being eaten up by dragons. And you're the monks. When you're in church and you're praying at Mass every day, pray for them to be able to make the sign of the cross and to be able to drive the demons away. That's your job. And that's maybe one of the most important things that you're going to do this Lent and your whole life long. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,